Tonight, the night we are in, this is an azim night, a great night. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this night is given us the tawfiq to do this ibadah, this worship, and the greatness of this night on various platforms and due to various reasons. All nights are similar in physical nature, and look, all days are similar in physical nature. But if Allah Ta'ala selects a day or a night or prefers something, then that becomes great, that becomes unique. And this is Muharram al-Haram. This is the sacred month of Muharram. And not every month has this speciality. There's one thing that Allah Ta'ala has instilled. The Hurmat means sacred, park, pure, great, lofty, high status. And it's for this reason that he's been given this title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his nisbat, his connection to this month. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my month. There are 4 months that are great: Muharram al-Haram, Safar, and Rajab, and Dhul-Qadah. These 4 months are the Hurmat months. And in this month, the first 10 days, the first Ashra of Muharram, this is also for various reasons, due to historical facts and backgrounds, due to which these 10 days are great and azim. And from these 10 days, if we go further into detail, then the greatest day is the day of Ashura. Ashura is a very great day, and there are many events that are connected to Ashura according to the ahadith, and that have been explained in detail by the respected scholars, and some are via the rawayat and the narrations, but it has been explained and explained in detail. And the greatest famous, you can say, event is the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this world, Allah ta'ala exposed a great falsehood, a batil, something that was opposite to truth. Allah ta'ala drowned that all in the sea, and the name of that history wasn't the human being's name. The name of that methodology, of that organization, of that system, what was that? Fir'aun. Pharaoh. Those who followed that Fir'aun system, they will be given that same title until Qiyamah, until the hereafter. Now, this was a system, an organization in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. And on the other side was the system of the Nabi, of the Prophet of Allah, in the form of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his life and his followers. And this historical fact continued until the time of the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his way and his methodology and system will continue till Qiyamah, the end of time. So Fir'aun and Nabuwa, this clash will continue until Qiyamah. Those who keep the mindset of batil, of falsehood, those who have the mindset of Fir'aun, then they will be attached to the Fir'aun section. And those who have the mindset and ideology and nicety of the Nabi, of the Prophet, then they will be attached to the Haqq in the hereafter. So on the day of Ashura, we see that on the day of Ashura, that Fir'auniyat was destroyed, and the people who were following Fir'aun, they were destroyed. Those people used to be happy on that day. They used to rejoice that today the Prophet has won and Fir'aun lost. And how did Fir'aun lose? That he didn't have a war. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam didn't have a war or didn't bring an army against Fir'aun. Nothing. He was steadfast on the path. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. When Allah ta'ala starts to help somebody, then remember this fact, that Allah ta'ala says that I only gave him a staff, a small staff in the hand. And I've seen that staff, mashallah. You will have seen this. It's present, that staff, in Turkey. Subhanallah. And I thought that, oh, that must have been a long staff that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam must have held in his hand. But it was just one staff, one stick. And this is the asa, this is the staff, this is the stick that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam held. There's nothing shocking. It's not a surprise that you could see it is a stick of wood. But the reason was that that stick, that staff had the connection with who? Allah. So insan are all equal. But why are some human beings great? Because their connection is with Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So how foolish are we that we do not keep this connection open and steadfast. When a person, one piece of wood, what status and power does it hold? One branch of a tree, insan, a human being, is a great thing indeed. If you imagine this, how we waste our lives, that we break off our connection with Allah, we don't strengthen our connection with Allah. Think that the staff, the stick, is greater and better than us. They have taken the numbers, they have become supreme, and we are behind, far behind the wood. That one piece of wood, no army, no war, nothing. Allah Ta'ala gave in the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that you take this and continue on the right. And where is the sea? Look at the sea in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his qawm, and look at his staff. And Allah Ta'ala said, strike your staff onto the surface of the ocean. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam struck his staff, then two mounds of water became present on both sides, and in between was the motorway. You could say the path. And then Allah Ta'ala said, go Musa and start walking. And then suddenly Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was there, and the Bani Israel amazed. Oh, his Rabb is very great and powerful. That we thought that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his Rabb had no power. But Allahu Akbar, you know the waqia, you know the event, and you understand the system and what occurred, and you will have read about this. So when Allah Ta'ala puts a person through a test and exam, remember this. And after the exam, a person passes or fails. It's passed, it's after the exam that the result comes up. Me, you, all of us, we are all present at some time or some stage in an exam, an examination or a test. And nobody is free from an examination or test. I don't know what is your challenge. You don't know what my challenge is at this moment in time. Everyone passes through challenges in life, ups and downs, tests. And the person who, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, wants to succeed through the exams and test that Allah Ta'ala passes through our way, through our life. And if we know that this is a test Allah Ta'ala has given to me, and every man, because there's no individual who can pass without going through the exam. You have to study. There are 30 students in the class. All 30 students will sit the examination, and then all 30 students will have to prepare, revise. You can revise individually, on your own. Or somebody, for example, gets higher numbers in math, somebody gets more in science, somebody's better in chemistry, somebody's better in geology, somebody's better in geography. Different subjects, different strengths, different weaknesses, and we all pass through the exams, through that system. There are many subjects that we have sat exams in the world. But apart from that, there are many other exams that come through or come our way in life. And if in that test a person sticks firm, that I want to pass, it doesn't matter what happens, doesn't matter what it is, I need to pass, then difficulties will come, and ups will come, and downs will come. To this extent where the Quran has given us the statement that the qawm will shriek out and scream, Allah, when will you help us? When will you send help to us? Allahu Akbar. Great tests come and challenge, Allah, this is happening to me. I'm ill. I'm unwell. My wife, look at her. My daughter, what's happened? My business is struggling. It's going downhill. Wherever I put my hand, it starts to go crumble to dust. There's nobody who's mine in my family. This person's my enemy. My daughter's my enemy. This person's against me. That person's my enemy. Why are you screeching out? Why are you screaming? Call out to Allah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Why are you screaming and shouting and complaining? Don't you want to pass the test? Don't you want to pass the exam? Tell me, don't you want to pass the exam in a good way? Don't you? Then why do you make noise? Why do you make a fuss? Be grateful that Allah Ta'ala is testing you, Subhanallah. You are totally fine, I was fine, I've got enmity here, enmity there, this problem, this issue, all night long I cannot sleep, I'm distressed and depressed, I feel like doing this now, I feel like doing this mistake. Subhanallah, you want to give your life just because you're distressed? Do you want to do that? When a person is steadfast, for example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's example we have here. Look at this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I give the staff, the stick in the hand of that person. Subhanallah. And that person then gets the assistance of istiqamat. That's it. that this person has now passed, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says that now his test is finished, he has passed, succeeded. Then Allah Ta'ala's help starts to descend and come to that person. And it's impossible, the Quran says. It's impossible. Allah Ta'ala says, I am the same Rabb who I did not, assist in the time of Badr? Did I not assist the people at the time of need? The whole Quran explains, and the history explains that, did I not help the people when they needed? Allah says, I help, I assist, I come to the rescue. So in the same way, with this hope and with this assistance, a person should persevere through the hardships to stay on the path of Haqq. To do what? To stay on the path of Haqq. I won't go towards batil. I will not tread towards falsehood. I will not do wrong. Look at this. This same deen. The Nabi of the final time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tied the stones around his waist and spread the deen of Islam. Sahaba Ikram, they walked for many miles to spread this deen. Hunger and no clothes and poverty became their destiny. Sometimes they didn't have food in their home for days and nights. They couldn't imagine food. They didn't have clothes to wear. They couldn't even think or imagine, what good clothes do we have? The Eid would pass like this, Ramadan would pass like this, and their days and nights would pass like this. In which way, in which manner did those great lofty personalities spread the deen? And this same deen, today in this night, this same night, subhanallah, from the Ahlul Bayt, from the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the offspring, the Batul, subhanallah, and the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spread the deen in such a great way, and Hazrat Imam Hussein saved the deen in such a great way. The Sahaba Ikram spread the deen, and Hazrat Imam Hussein saved the deen, preserved the deen. So the event of Karbala, this is the event that saved Islam, protected Islam, safeguarded Islam, promoted Islam. This is such a great example that this example is permanent until the end of time. The example of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mufti Azam Deoband, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, may Allah's mercy be upon him, who is the father of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, and he has a great kitab, he wrote Shuhada Karbala, and he wrote about this event, and I read this book quite a while ago, and the meaning of the kitab, the summary I'm presenting to you, that the final khutbah of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, from many kitabs Hazrat Mufti Sahib researched and wrote the kitab, because about this event there's a lot of different narrations or stories or accounts, but such a great individual, and his name I've mentioned in front of you, such a great personality, it's a great reference, and very careful and cautious in all cases. And he writes, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, that the times will change and days will change and ages will change and events will be presented in different ways. Some people present this event with a political angle or a different angle. So Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu's final khutbah, the Mufti Sahib presents, and there were a few words, just a few words. And Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu that night, and I think it was this night, the night of the 10th of Muharram, because the historical fact started from the night, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, stated that he gathered his colleagues and his family, and it was night time, the moon was out, and the sand was sparkling, and it was the hot sand, and this was saving the deen, preserving the deen. Just like the way the deen was spread, the same way he preserved the deen and safeguarded the deen. He said, my objective of coming here, and he gathered his family and his colleagues together, and you know the event very well. He said, you know very well why I have come here, what was my objective, said Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. He said that I don't want a kingdom, I don't need leadership, I don't want pomp, I don't need glory, I have no greed for material goods. If you ask me about sultanate and kingdom and being a leader, if I wanted leadership and to be the king, then we've had the various examples before this, that subhanallah, that for example, we don't need the kingdom, we don't need leadership, we don't accept this as something that we need or run after. And he said there was one reason for coming, and the objective of coming was what? That my grandfather, his sunnah was being diminished, or it was being trampled upon. Subhanallah, what a great, great step he took, Hazrat Hussein. For which reason? That Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah was being, you can say, compromised. and compromised upon and looked down upon, and the greatness and the sanctity of the sunnah was being lowered in the eyes of the people at that time. And he said, what a great, great lofty action of the sunnah is being looked down upon. People's esteem and importance for the sunnah is being lowered, and halal is being reduced, and haram is being promoted. And greater than that, more important than that, that the manners and the respect for the deen is being reduced. And the rest of it, today we see all of those things even in our homes today, that morning and evening we look ourselves and we see with experience what is happening. That there's no need for me to say anything in detail. The rest, all of the actions were the same that we even see today. They have increased, they will have not reduced. And today, in front of our own very own eyes, in our homes, in our environment, those things will have increased. That Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu mentioned that day, those things were present at that time, who had started, and in such weird ways, those actions have increased, multiplied in such weird ways and in bad ways. So this is the event that came at that night and that came that day, in which we see and we hear and we read. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends people like Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he opposes that person who was Yazid at that time. So Fir'aun at that time, yes. So at that time we had Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and he stood fast and firm against Fir'aun. But before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were no other prophets to come, and he was the final prophet. And after that was this next challenge. And so Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu came to explain that these actions that are taking place nowadays are bad, they are wrong, I oppose this, I stand firm. He says that even the young children, no problem if my children and my family, even if their lives go, no problem. The small young children, he said, that that's not an issue if their lives are lost. But such an evil, if it comes in the deen, that the sunnah is being compromised and it's being laughed at, it's being mocked, it's being left out of the life, it's being taken out of the homes. Wife is saying something, the husband is saying something else, the child is saying something, the children are saying something else. And this person's doing this action in one room in the house, this is happening in another room, this action is happening, this newspaper says this, the TV says this, and in the masjid one person goes into the home, the other person does something else wrong. Different ways of life in the same place. One room is halal and the next place is haram. From one mouth something's being raised up, and then from the other mouth in the same household it's being reduced and ridiculed. So when this generation comes, when this situation arises, then Hazrat Imam Hussein type of person will come. And how much do you need? Do you need one or two or three? How many people in that family? So many. There were the women folk and the children and the men folk, and they lost their lives for protecting the deen. It was the same Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, that we call out his name and his hikmah he had, his wisdom, and he had the challenge of the time. And it was very easy for him to leave this, to not confront this. And subhanAllah, and it's proven from Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu that how he confronted the threat. And he was a dalil for the whole of that generation and beyond. But he didn't become a dalil, rather he made the dalil the proof. That Hazrat Imam Hussein, we see he proved how to stand firm on the right path. That when the sunnah breaks, then this is proven from Hazrat Imam Hussein. And how was it proven? 1, 2, 3, 4. The amount of people in one family, how many members of that family were thirsty and they passed away and they had nothing to eat and drink and their parched lips. And they said that even this is not enough for us to do compared to the value of my grandfather's sunnah. SubhanAllah, he said that until Qiyamah, this lesson will continue for people to hear and to realize that Islam is one, it's the same deen until Qiyamah, and this deen will continue until Qiyamah. So when this will happen, he told us that has occurred in Karbala, as I said, that the two things come, that either at that time of Batil Hazrat Imam Hussein type reaction will occur, and a person will come who will stand firm, or Allah Ta'ala's azab will come, Allah Ta'ala's punishment will come. So can a person save himself from the azab of Allah? So Allah Ta'ala grabs, Allah Ta'ala will grab, remember this. That Allah Ta'ala will grab when people leave the deen, this event of Karbala, that Islam becomes alive from every event of Karbala. This is an ajeeb statement, that mashallah, many martyrdoms occurred in the history of Islam, many great personalities. But what reason is this that a person comes and stops on the event of Ashura, and Allah Ta'ala kept this event at that time, that we cannot forget this event? Because Islam is revived at the time of every Karbala. Every Karbala event will revive Islam. And Allah Ta'ala said, I already put the value of Ashura before this event. Many years before this event took place. That with every Nabi, the day of Ashura was elevated even more. Even more. And the fast was fard before, on the previous ummas, on this day of Ashura. It was fard, if we read up. So how comes that this event in which 72 members of the family of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, that they came there to give their efforts to promote the haq. And we see many events took place before this event of Karbala with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. But Allah Ta'ala said many famous occasions occurred on this day of 10th of Muharram of Ashura. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to save the deen. Remember, when the deen is saved, it doesn't get saved once, but many times events like this will take place. And on each occasion the deen will have to be protected and safeguarded. How? In just one way. How? Who do we need to follow at that time? Just like Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu stood firm. What did he do? He gave his time and effort and energy. They sacrificed their precious assets. And today, for example, we have to be patient. We have to be persevere. We maybe have to run around to protect and safeguard the deen. That today, if for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we stay steadfast on one sunnah, and if we persevere with happiness, and if we're happy to persevere and to be patient, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if something is in the Sharia of Rasulullah for the men and the women, our whole life from top to bottom, A to Z, we're not making any favor for anybody. If a woman surrounds herself with haya and modesty, she fulfills the sunnah, implements the sunnah. But open your ears and listen clearly, that to implement the sunnah is the same value as the value given by Hazrat Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. The same effort. And don't think that what you're doing is great and you're the best. No. We are just fulfilling the same sunnah. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu has given the example already to us that this is the value that I'm giving. If you in your day and age, if you persevere and you're patient with people surrounding you and giving you challenges, then you won't just wake up as an arm person and the hereafter you will then wake up like Hussein. And Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, who is he? Think for a moment. Who was he? What was his status? What was his personality? Who was he? Let's think for a moment. What was his maqam? What was his status? Who was he as a human being? In the world we know. What was he in the hereafter? So when we see the events of the hadith where Rasulullah treated him and loved him so immensely, but what was his title in the hereafter? That he is the head of the people of paradise. Subhanallah, if I say that in this country you are now the king, if I say this to you, what will that man become? Big head, oh, I'm the king of this country. No, but Rasulullah said that he is the sultan of the... He is, though, for example, if I say you're the king of this world or country, but Rasulullah said that he is the king of the people of paradise. And how many places are there in paradise? And all of the people of paradise, he will be the head of those people who? As the Imam Hussein. So if you will rise as Husseini, linked to him, then tell me which Jannah will you go to with the attachment with the company of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Because you revive the same deen in the same way by making effort. So this is the value of reviving the deen. The same value due to the Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu said, I don't need kingdom. I don't need to be a king. I don't need kingship. I don't need to be a leader. I know how to also earn dunya. I know how to get the luxury than Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in the middle of the night. He said, I know hikmah. I know politics. I know how to compromise. Somebody could have come to him and said, no, leave this. Don't argue. Just compromise. Otherwise your life, you'll have to lose your life, etc. Oh, let's compromise here. This is the way of the world. We need to move with the world. Progression. We need to compromise. News comes. And this we can do this way. And in such places is deen compromised. Allahu Akbar. That a person's body shakes. That in that land, on that earth, the deen is being compromised, then we can see that definitely if you understood what's happening in the world every day, you know about the news and what is occurring. Then when the news comes that on this land as well, Allahu Akbar, that this was one place left that we couldn't imagine this would occur. And there even now this is going to happen. Allah. Then your azabs, who can save us from your azab then, Allah? Allah, we see Burma. This is Allah Ta'ala, this is the trail we see that occurs over the years and the decades. My brothers, think for yourselves, think in your minds. What's happening? That, my friends, the people in history didn't give small sufferance. When a person dies, when a young boy or girl dies in a house, tell me, what is the hal of that family? When a young boy or girl dies, the whole world becomes a burden. You have to explain to people for months. The pain and the grief doesn't come out of the parents' hearts and close friends and relatives. There was just one janazah, isn't it? One house went burnt, isn't it? There were three janazahs, wasn't it? And oh, the whole dunya was feeling pain, and the situation, the masjid, and the pain and the grief, and people were unconscious when they heard what occurred. All of us had pain and grief. And imagine when 72 janazas took place in the one household. Allah, what a night, what great status, my friends. One shaheed. Next shaheed. Then he took the deceased. Then the third shaheed, he took the deceased body. 72 shaheed, from the young children, the kids, the children, to young, to the youth, to the elderly. They all gave the efforts. Man ahyaya sunnati inda fasad al ummati. Subhanallah. For this reason, to promote the deen, to safeguard the deen. So this is, my friends, the challenge. Islam is revived and comes back to life after every event of Karbala. This is not some folk tale, Jackanory. Ashura does not belong to any individual or person. There's not one person. There's no sect or group of people who own this. This event calls out to the whole world. This isn't just for keeping the fast on Ashura. The meaning of Ashura is not to fast. Please forgive me. Forgive me for saying this. Ashura is not for being hungry and thirsty. Ashura is not for this reason. The message of Ashura is not fasting and reminding stories. And some people in the morning, they're not at the salah in the morning, and they're fasting in the day, and they break the fast. Is this some joke that we've made the deen? Some sort of culture and tradition? Tell me. That a person keeps a fast all day long and they do haram, their eyesight's not protected, their belly's not protected, their tongue's not protected, in their mouth is haram, in their stomach's haram, in their eyesight's haram, in their words is haram, and their business is haram, and they've got a fast of Ashura? Oh, curse on our faces, curse on our faces. And deen here was protected and safeguarded and promoted. And we are joking with that day even more by doing wrong things and haram. We're challenging Allah that, oh, we've done a great action of by keeping a fast. Well, have we not understood what is Karbala? What was this event? May it not occur, may not happen, may Allah not allow, may Allah forgive. There's such stories. Look at Burma, what's happening today. What are the severe conditions that they are passing through? And do they not have the same rub as us? They do? Or is there a rab somebody else? Or is there God somebody else? Is this not the same God? The Allah Ta'ala says that no one can challenge and compete. Allah Ta'ala says that I love each human being more than hundreds of thousands of women's mothers' love put together. Are they not ummatis? Do they not have masjids? Don't they have masjids in their cities, in their towns, in their villages? Don't they know what is Islam? Are they not believers? So where is Allah's rahmah and mercy? Is it not there? No. As the Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu asked him, what had the experience he had to go through to see the answer? Hazrat Imam Hussein asked him, the test, the difficulty. Let's not make our own deens, my friends. Let's not make our own deen, our own way of life. We need to follow that deen that's been given to us. Either what will happen then? The Hazrat Hussein will come, who will not come now. He gave his example and he left. He taught us that you have to do these actions. Every man should be a Hussein. Every man should follow the example of Hazrat Hussein, should stand firm, stand up and stand firm, and be firm and oppose batil. Every person is the king of his home. Every man is the protector of his wife. And how can a man see his wife leave the home without parda? How can he see his women folk leave the house without the covering, without the proper safeguarding? How can a person, men and women, sit with the ghayr mahrams? How? Think for a moment. Think. So this is Karbala. This is what it teaches us. Every human being has to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Imam Hussein. The Allah Ta'ala said that on that day, 72 people, they lost their lives. And I could go into detail. Allah Ta'ala said, I just said one reminder, one example in the night time. Yazid, yes, that in a few hours, he could have sent a message to Yazid. Okay, we'll compromise. I'll meet with you. We'll make an agreement. And the same Hazrat Hussein would have been given a crown. And he could have agreed with Yazid. And it would have been a new start, a new lease of life. This could have occurred, isn't it? If they went into politics. But no, he said, on this hot sand, our blood will bear witness on the day of judgment that these people, they opposed my grandfather's sunnah. And we came to save the sunnah of my grandfather. Is there anybody who can save the sunnah today? Oh, it's too hard. Sunnah is too difficult, and we can't even understand how to practice a so-called small sunnah. The Prophet of Allah, his tariqah, his methodology. Oh, it's not necessary. It's optional. It's optional. What we say. So this is the sign of love today, of the arifin, of the lovers of the deen of Allah and His Rasul, Allah's ishq, Allah's love, the arif. who has recognized Allah. How do we recognize an arif? That which sunnah does he love and which sunnahs does he implement? There's no doubt that sunnah has been distributed. The sunnah is zawaid. Yes, there's distribution of the levels. We have sunnah zawaid, sunnati huda. And we have those sunnahs which are special and unique, which are specific for the Prophet. There are three groupings that the ulama, the scholars have put the distribution. Sunnah huda, every person. Every individual person. What is sunnah huda? That the shari ma'mulat, that the Prophet told us, that these are the things that you have to do in your life. The certain actions, fard, wajib, mu'akkada, mustahib. Ulema ikram, the respected scholars are sitting, and they will guide me and explain these different sections. And every person has to abide by these practices. And these are called the different levels of sunnah practice. And then there's the sunnah, which were the blessed habits of the Prophet ﷺ. Subhanallah. And we see that Rasulullah said, I will do these actions, you won't. These fasts I will keep, you will not keep these fasts. These especially for who? For the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the one is sunnah zawaid. What is this? Subhanallah. Nabi al-Kareem, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's every action, statement, his blessed life, which is the Qur'an. That is the Qur'an, the tafsir of the Qur'an. And this is why Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha said, that if you want to see the Quran, then look at the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he, the Quran, this what you read is in the words, and he is the walking, talking Quran sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the walking, talking Quran sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah. So, what's the value of this? The walking, talking Quran. Its value is very lofty indeed, and the value is what? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Subhanallah, this is the value that Allah Ta'ala says, that you cannot even imagine. This is beloved, if you follow the sunnahs, the practices of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you become mahbub rabbul alameen, the beloved of Allah, the master of the universe. Ibadat, worship, society, business, eating, drinking, home, family, sitting, sleeping, wife, children, talking, discussing, everything. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. That he, for you, is the best guide, the best example. So my brothers, Islam is revived and comes to life after every Karbala. So this is such a message. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hussein, he gave us a message, a learning. We need to think about this now. There are two things we need to learn. Either we take the mission of Husseini, alhamdulillah, and with the steadfastness, we live our life on this mission. And we don't know how many years or months or days we have left, and then we will pass away. We will leave this world. So fard is fard for everyone. If we don't do the fard, obviously we'll be punished. Fard is fard. That's on its own level. Wajib is fard as well. Compulsory. But after that, everyone will do the fard. But the question arises that the real genuine article, the tariqah, the method, the way of life, the mannerisms, the habits, that Allah Ta'ala said, I sent my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for this reason. To teach you how to live. You cannot learn what is a lie. You cannot learn what is honesty. You cannot define what is right and wrong. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to teach you. If he says something's a lie, it's a lie. If he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said this is honesty, then that's honesty. You cannot define that line. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will define that line. He is the sunnah. He is your guidance, and the sunnah is your source of forgiveness. And this is the path to paradise. And this is the path to become the beloved of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And the person who's lazy in sunnah, laid back, can't be bothered or neglectful, then he, as Imam Hussein, could have been like this as well. He could have been laid back and casual and couldn't be bothered. But he said, no, my colleagues, it's night time. This is the final khutbah of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. He said to his colleagues, to his family, he said, look, this is my mission. We've come for this reason. I tell you clearly that we, even if we win, then I don't need the kingdom. I don't need the throne. So when I'll go back to where I come from, because I've revived the deen, I've explained that this was wrong. And the history will testify to this, that this is wrong what we are opposing. And even if I win, if we win, if we overcome the opposition, don't think I need leadership. I don't need to be the king, the emir, or I don't need a throne. I will consider myself, I have achieved what I need to achieve. If we cannot even win, then we will have a greater victory. Then even if we win, it will be a greater victory. Why? Because the people to come until the day of judgment, the ummah, the nation, they will see this message that remember, this time will continue to come, and there will be worse times to come, harder times to come, severe times to come, and big, big, big Yazids will be born. They will come and go in every corner of the world, and subhanallah, then at that time become like me and follow the Husseini mission. Subhanallah. He said, 72 people of my family passed away. Look at this generation. Look at these great personalities who gave up everything. And look at the shahadat that they went through. Imagine their status. We cannot imagine that event. If a person starts to hear or read that's been written in the kitabs, then we cannot even have the courage to read through and understand what occurred. So severe was that event. That one shaheed of that time of Karbala, Hazrat Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu, rahmatullah, if we look at his shahadat, we cannot read it. We cannot think. It's hard to read about it. In one home, for example, if in our home, a young child passes away or burns, for months, for years, the grief doesn't disappear. And imagine Hazrat Imam Zainul Abidin, for the rest of his life, he did not laugh. He did not smile. He survived through that event. How could he laugh after that? So my brothers, we are living in this time and age, and we're living through the extreme, you can say, negativity. Deen is in our pocket. We play with it. We change the Muslim. Oh, if we do this, what difference does it make? If we do it like this, what difference will it make? The grave is not far. Two things we have to ourselves. Either Hazrat Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu comes to the rescue and he won't come. A person like this, or Allah Ta'ala's adab will come. So Allah Ta'ala says, I wipe away the nations from the earth. And the Quran gives us this lesson if people don't understand. Allah Ta'ala says that when negative comes into the deen, when people compromise with the deen or tread on the deen and ridicule the deen, and Hazrat Hussein radhiyallahu anhu explained through example that how at that time people were opposing the deen. It's the same one deen that's continued till today. Hubbi Rasul, love for Rasulullah sallam, imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the pillars of the deen. We have to be steadfast on this. Every mu'min should be steadfast on this. Every man and woman, boy and girl. So it's stated that if a person is steadfast, and Allah Ta'ala says, I give you chances, I give warnings, and when I grab after a certain time, then I'm shadeed al-iqab. Allah says, we've seen this in the world today while we are living. We see how Allah Ta'ala shadeed al-iqab. So many bodies we see. Have we seen any other place apart from the Muslim lands today where people are persecuted? Do we see the bodies, people who are dying? Look, we cannot imagine that a man, how even if we have an enemy, a person's enemy, and inside him so much enmity in the heart, that have we seen the amount that's occurring in Burma today, that how they're killing people and they're cutting them into pieces and they're throwing them like animals. And they're drinking alcohol to rejoice. And today in this day and age, we see this one example in the Quran. Allah says that when I send the punishment, then what happens? For the sake of punishment, Allah says, from within your nation, I will send the punishment to your nation. Allah Ta'ala says that I can change the situation very fast. I will take the rahm out of their hearts. Allah Ta'ala says that when I put rahm into the heart, then Allah says, I take the rahm out of the heart as well. And then the animal instincts come into the people. And then a person who has animal instincts, he will punish other human beings in the most severest way. Allah Ta'ala says, this is one color of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That not earthquakes will come, not volcanoes or hurricanes or storms from heavens. Allah says, sometimes I send the punishment through human beings to inflict on others. Yaqeen, most definitely today we are collecting money and charity to send there with a lot of passion and desire, but we don't think about our own lives. That what is it that's caused this problem? Because maybe the next day will come where people will be raising charity for us. For us, why? Because Islam is revived after every Karbala, and we see this. Yazidi, are we following the Yazidi way or are we following the Husseini way? Husseini methodology is to imitate and follow the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. And Yazidi way is to oppose and reject the sunnah. Let's look at our lives, our bodies, our homes, our families. Those things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said are haram. How much they are being practiced in our homes today, in our families today. Those actions that Rasulullah said, beware, leave these actions. Punishments will come. Saza will come. Rasulullah sat down the Sahaba, that I have seen the punishment for these sins. I've seen the punishments for those who consume interest. I've seen them swimming in the rivers of blood. Those who leave salah, Rasulullah said that their punishment in the hereafter. And those women who implement haram, who are immodest, who go out without parda, who show their bodies, and what is happening in qiyamah thereafter. If the Rasulullah could have just said this from his blessed statement, but that would have been enough. But Rasulullah sat his sahaba down and said, no, rather further than that, I went into the heavens and I saw the punishments with my own bare eyes. We don't even realize that this is haq. We say, oh, no, it's nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the sadaqah of Ashura, let's try to understand this message. And my brothers, in these nights and days. Just don't make this a tradition, a culture. We don't pray salah in the morning. We don't get up in the morning. We stretch salah till late. We just sleep and eat and drink. And we don't do anything else. I'm not giving a fatwa. I say even if you don't do anything, but just sit down once and do tawbah, that I repent and I want to follow the Husayni way. And then you will get all of the thawab, the fast, alhamdulillah, and you will get the whole of Ashura. The whole of Ashura. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our fast and hunger and thirst. Allah Ta'ala wants that when I call out. Have you seen ever on the phone? You're sat here, isn't it? We're sat here, all of us. The first thing when we leave here, what would we see? Especially those people who are businessmen whose business are spread out. Shall I tell you what we will see? Well, that we won't even have reached to the car. We'll take the phone and see, have I got any missed calls at the moment? Have I missed any calls during the majlis? Am I right or wrong? That missed calls. Have I had any missed calls during the majlis? And such a great majlis, a person is leaving, but everyone's mind is towards the missed calls. Straight away I need to return the call. Subhanallah. So my friends, my brothers, one missed call, we have so much esteem, we run off with concern. And when Allah's call comes from the heavens, aha, subhanallah, Allah calls out, khayrun minan nawm, khayrun minan nawm, better than sleep, better than, come brothers. Allah says, come, O my servants, come towards salah. What do we do? Isha, 10 rows, and Fajr, 1 row? So where were the rest of the 9 rows of people? They're all lying down on their mattresses. 9 rows on the mattresses and 1 in the front row for salah. So we forgot Allah's missed call at that time. Allah Ta'ala's called that. He called out. Don't we have concern? And genuine concern that Allah Ta'ala's called us. What about the call He's just given to us that we've missed? Why don't we return the call? That which day will we keep the fast? Ashura? What sort of method is this to celebrate Ashura? And we'll have halwa and food in the morning, 5-6 hours left, and we'll eat food and perhaps say, oh, Allah is going to forgive us, Ashura, we kept the fast of Ashura. No. Islam is revived. Islam comes alive after every event of Karbala. Allah says, through the event of fast, I'm trying to teach you that you don't need this, but you need this. You need to do this action, revive the deen. Go to your homes and look. Look at your bodies. Look at your lives. Haram, look at wrong statements, wrong words, life opposition to the sunnah. Not just one action. Oh, if it was just one, it'd be very dangerous. We don't even have this. This is the situation in lives. We won't even let it come to our lives. Why? Because we have left the istiqamah. But we need to turn that around and be steadfast. Even if 70 do go, let them go. But Rasulullah's sunnah will never leave. Do we make this promise? Then we will have celebrated Ashura. Or remember Ashura. Those who don't keep the beard from today. Those who are ashamed of the imama on the head, poems and great verses, you don't understand Urdu. Otherwise I would explain to you the couplets and the verses right now, my brothers. Such valuable practices. If you want to see the value of this practice, then I swear by Allah, on the Day of Judgment, you will see, come, O people of the Sunnah, Ahya of Sunnah, reviving the Sunnah. Such places you wore the imamah and you wandered around. Such places you left haram. In such places you compromised on the beauties and enjoyment of life. You passed the highest level of exam. You are very high level graduates. And were you in some easy environment where with ease you could have practiced? No. Where nobody even looks at you twice? By safeguarding your eyes, if within a second a person, subhanallah, can give all his efforts for the deen. Such a great examination Allah Ta'ala is passing us through right now. No, and don't just be safe here that these 4 or 5 ibadahs we're doing, 4 or 5 nights that we've taken in the year, that's enough for us, and that's enough for my forgiveness, and due to these our masjid fill up, and due to this our timetables change, and due to this all of our lifestyle and worship and coming to the masjid, we have selected 5, 6, 7 nights and days these months, and this is where we will push ourselves for worship, and this is Islam. Islam is revived after every Karbala event, remember this. Yes, that do you pray more salah than Hazrat Imam Hussain? Do you know how to read Quran better than Hazrat Imam Hussain? You know how to prostrate better than Hazrat Imam Hussain? Do you know how to fast better than Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhu? That Allah Akbar, he didn't need to revive the sunnah. He could have compromised it just like we are doing now. Subhanallah, he knew that all salah, everything I am doing, Quran, salah, sujood, fasting, prostration, hajj, zakah, whatever there is in the hereafter will be weighed on one pan scale, one weigh pan. Is there the sunnah in every action of mine or not? and that's the deen of Islam. Subhanallah, salam is being presented to the Karbala Shuhada, the Azmat, the greatness, that how they assigned their lives. They are alive, subhanAllah. They are in Jannah, in paradise. They had a little bit of pain that day, but they continued to live the beautiful life. It was just a few seconds where they had the pain. But they showed, they gave the example. They've reached their ultimate goal, their destiny. They're on their maqam, the pleasure of Allah. They're enjoying. My brothers, have courage and determination. Yes? يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ لَدَلَسَ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ You think going to paradise is easy? Simple? That you don't need to give me anything to attain Jannah? You don't need to give anything to attain Jannah? To attain Jannah, to attain paradise? Allah Ta'ala says it's not that easy. It's not that easy as you think. So my brothers, let's do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the deen. Don't make deen a tradition, a culture. Look in depth into the deen. What does Allah Ta'ala want from us? That behind every event or learning, there's a historical fact. And what we need to learn from this event is that we need to implement the deen. So today, from this night, this learning, this is the night of Ashura, great night. And all, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do all ibadat, to keep the fast, nawafil fast. May Allah give us the tawfiq. But the meaning of this night, let's put that in front of us first. And understand that first. Let's put that on the highest pedestal. That the first thing we have to do on this day of Ashura is that we need to revive Shariat Mustafa. We need to obey the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, our life, business, home, outside. Everything has to be in obedience to what? To Nabi Al-Kareem SAW, because we don't know. After today, will we see another Ashura next year or not? We don't know. We don't know. So Yusuf Bhai was alive the last time, wasn't he? And he used to sit in the masjid, change the timetable, Ashura time. And we used to say in his ears that change the time. Didn't you say this to him in his ears? And today, where's Yusuf Bhai? Where is he? Because this Ashura was not in his destiny. The previous Ashura, we used to say that there's only a little bit of time left. There's a few months left. It could have been told to him, what are you doing? Only a few months are left in your life. Tell me. And if he realized that next Ashura won't be here in the world, then tell me. If we need to realize this, could this happen to us? Of course it can happen to us. We are the same. We are human beings. We have to go one day. So what? How do I know that I may not see you next year? You may not see me. Time is precious. And we need to improve ourselves and change ourselves for the better. InshaAllah, Allah willing, like I've said to you before, that Musa alayhi salam was given the staff. It was a short staff. Allah Ta'ala said that my help is great. The means aren't great, it's my help that is great. Aha, subhanAllah. Allah says, behind everything is my force, my assistance. For cure, you have a small tablet, a small pill. So it's not the miracle of the tablet. Allah Ta'ala instills the effect into the tablet. Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have courage and determination. Allah's help will come. Allah's help will come. Your faces, your bodies, your appearances, implement and put it in accordance with the Sunnah of Mustafa. And on this day of Ashura, we swear with true tawbah, repentance, Allah, change our life, improve our life for the better, Allah. Don't worry about others. Oh, they're not doing this, they're not doing this. Don't worry about others. Look at yourself. Correct yourself first. Correct yourself, straighten yourself, align yourself. Then tell other people and worry about others. First, bring the color of the deen. First, have the fikr for the deen, the grief for the deen. And then everything else come after. This not happening in this country. This person, he's married, she's not. This children, that person. All of these things come after. Because everything is in the control of Allah. First, have grief for the deen. Mukammal, total deen in your life. And don't put incomplete deen in your life for me and for all of you. Do we make this promise, all of us? Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to accept our ashura and whatever I've said, may Allah Ta'ala accept. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability and the capability to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.